Maybe you know this, as a runner, you start to think about and maybe dream about that further distance. And when runners start to think about that, the thoughts ever so often go to the amount of miles that need to be run. And the trouble with miles that need to be run is you're going to be facing several personal and health challenges. So today, let us prepare for those miles.
Welcome to HypnoRunning, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Welcome to today's blog, where we talk not just about running, but far more exciting, how to really excel at it, how to become the best runner you can be. And that's what we do by pushing a start button, by activating our potential. Activating your potential? What does that even mean? Well, everyone has different ideas about this, so do feel free to drop me a comment, makeeverystep@gmail.com. It's not a weird phenomenon. Meeting a runner, and just think back the last time you met someone who's a runner and he or she started talking about their own performance, and this is usually immediately downplayed. And one of my favorites is, well, as long as I'm running, I never look at my time. You know, I just want to cross the finish line. I just want to make it. But really, what's that? What is it that they want to say? What do they want to communicate to you? That's their position, so to speak. And it is exactly here where it is I recommend you to take a closer look to see what lies beneath this sentence. And speaking such words to yourself and intentionally downgrading yourself, that's not very effective, is it? You know, to get an impression of how you perceive your position towards running and how to get a better understanding of yourself, it is worthwhile really to get this expert advice. Too many runners out there are healthy, could be fitter, and complain about their lack of performance, their lack of success. Yes, of course, we need our body and our mind and that healthy attitude. And then what a great journey this will be if we look at all those areas full of rewards. I guarantee you, full of growth and moments where you stepped out of your own shadow. And those of you who've done it, you know what I'm talking about. You know, some of your biggest and brightest memories will be shaped, created during your road to that longer distance. Maybe not even by the distance itself, but the whole process there. So what needs to happen? What needs to change? It's a miracle. You know, no, what do you need to do? Now we're getting closer. Maybe not all examples that I'm going to mention in this podcast apply to you. And that's fine. Just look at it like you're at your favorite Chinese buffet. So this podcast today, and you pick and choose from your buffet what you want to, and you should try something new. And if you don't like something new from the buffet, what do you do? Do you go to Facebook and like, well, this place sucks. It's like off. No. And you look out, I don't like it. And somebody else is going to come along and say, hey, this is just for me. That's exactly what I needed to hear. I want to start off with a quote by Dr. Nora Volkoff, the director of National Institute on Drug Abuse. Yes, drug abuse. But you'll hear why. This is the quote. Understanding the biology of how we develop routines that may be harmful to us and how to break those routines and embrace new ones could help us change our lifestyles and adopt healthier behaviors. Basically, habits arise through repetition. They're a normal part of life and they're often helpful. You know, you wake up every morning, you take a shower, you comb your hair, brush your teeth, and you don't even do it, you know, consciously. So this Dr. Nora says, even, and you know this, you drive along familiar routes and you're on a mental autopilot without even thinking about the direction. So when behavior becomes automatic, it gives us an advantage because the brain does not have to use conscious thought to perform this activity. And this frees up your brain to focus on different things. So humans are not simply creatures of habit. We have more brain region that actually help us to do what's best for our health. And some of the reasons behavior habit change is challenging is because quite so often we are motivated by the negative emotions instead of positive ones. Ooh, I really need to do something. My back isn't doing well. Ooh, I really should watch out my weight. I'm getting close to this or that number. But actually, the humans are much better than any other animal at changing and orientating our behavior towards long-term goals or long-term benefits. And there are these studies on decision-making and willpower, Dr. Roy Baumeister, that have led him to conclude that Self-control is like a muscle. That's where I have that sentence from. And once you've exerted some self-control like a muscle, it gets tired, but it builds up and it gets stronger. But let's look at some of the issues that people actually have, that runners actually have when they try to build a running routine. And the first one is the lack of motivation. And a runner's lack of motivation to get going, to start doing, and to generate energy within yourself is a common issue. Even I suffer from it sometimes. Hear me complain when it's out cold and raining. Anyway, many runners, they start to be uncomfortable with running, or they don't know how to strategically approach a new training plan. So when running, sometimes it happens, runners exhaust themselves too quickly, and then they start to cut their runs short. You know, what should they do? Well, instead of cheating yourself, basically, instead of challenging yourself to continue running and build that endurance, otherwise, you know, you start skipping a part of your distance or a couple of those sessions that you should be doing. So rather than 10, you did 6 or you did 8. It leads to a bad habit. Challenge yourself to continuous build that endurance. Another popular one is the big one. I don't have time. So at first glance, it's challenging. And for some runners, it's nearly impossible to carve out time for the long run. But what happens? You're going to get sloppy, you don't have the full benefit, and you don't have enough margin in your schedule to really invest in running. So next thing, you may go into your runs already tired from your day's activities. Figure it out. There is time. There is time that you have. You need to make some changes. You need to take some conscious decisions what you're going to leave out and what you're going to be replacing it with. Another issue is to build a routine is health issues. Who doesn't know this? Just when things are going well, you're doing great, your heart rate is perfect, the distance is well, and then, oops, an ache and a pain here and a little bit something there. And then there are more unfortunate challenges people face is that really cause a discomfort is something like a shin splint. And this is particularly common. And it's the inflammation near the tibia and the fibula. It's below the knees. And hey, there are remedies for this issue. And post-regular icing, for example, or running on softer surfaces, you need to find a doctor who specializes in giving running advice, who knows about runners, who doesn't just treat people who are not active at all. Find a good doctor and he'll help you with something like shin splints or plantar fasciitis. This is chronic foot pain. You know, like shin splints, it's inflammation based, and maybe you've been a hero. Maybe you've been doing too much. Don't be a hero. Go to the doctor. Hey, blisters is an easy thing, but it can throw you off track. Nothing like a huge, I never suffered from blisters. I once did, it was huge. I tell you, the whole bottom of my foot, and I had new insoles, and I wore them. When do you wear new insoles? Well, you go for a marathon, obviously. Yep, that's what I did. I wore them to a marathon. And I tell you, I had a business trip thereafter, an exhibition where I had to walk a lot of kilometers every day. My foot was in pain. I was in misery. It's something that really, it destroys your head. And you need to look at your shoes. And usually we buy new shoes because of the way they look, isn't it? And you only find out how they are after you've tried them. Find a brand, stick with it. Stress factors, that is, of course, something more serious. You're going to be knocked out for a couple of weeks, if not months. But adhere to it. Adhere to the doctor's advice. Don't go into hero mode and now you're going to still do a little bit of this or that. Hey, those small breaks in the bone, they develop in the legs because of repeated stress from running. Inconsistency. Yep, that's a big one. You start running and then you start putting in longer off days and rest days than you're actually running. Be consistent with it. And that you need to do with what we said right in the beginning. You need to carve out time. Not just I don't have time, I need to make time regularly to go for runs. That's the big thing. A very uncomfortable issue is the incontinence. Sometimes it's an issue that runners might induce uncontrollable urination and it's very uncomfortable. And runners will usually cut down their pace or just feel uncomfortable running. And then what happens is it gets serious and runners stop altogether. But there are many ways to address that. Just speak to your doctor. Yeah, go there and tell them this is the problem. Let's go into solution mode whilst we're at it. How about you run your fastest mile? You know, stop recounting or listening to the story of how Roger Bannister or Deane Leather, how they went the fastest mile. Go to the track or a segment you've looked at and try running that mile. And it's 1,609 meters. It's a short distance. But running that requires speed and endurance. And also you need to be brave to do that. Getting from the most from yourself for that mile, that's going to set you up for the faster 5K time. And by the way, you should check out the episode season 3 about the fastest 5K. Wonderful experience to go for your fastest 5K. Great episode. Then building strength. So, okay, maybe you've got some other injury and you can't go running. You have that blister. How about building strength? Just don't focus on miles and distance. Embrace the strength training. Start off with a morning routine. You know the benefits of strength and conditioning. And still, we don't do it. You know, and there are countless studies attesting to the ability to improve running economy. Improve running economy, which does what? It reduces the chance of injury. And it doesn't need to be time consuming or I'll sign up at the gym. No, you just need to do it. If you can fit a yoga mat inside any room, you can do it. You need to get active and this will get you in the best shape. One of my absolute favorite recommendations is go for the trails. You know, experiment with different distances and different terrains. You know, summer, spring months are, of course, fantastic. But trail running in autumn, it's a great challenge because the terrain is different. It varies. And you're going to be mentally more stimulated by what you're seeing compared to the road-based equivalent of a 10K or 8K in the trails. I tell you, you're going to come back much more relaxed coming out of the forest. And then, of course, go for the classics in terms of distance. You know, before the marathons became popular in the 20th century, the classic distance was 10 miles. 10 miles aren't so common these days, but it requires good speed, good stamina. So the 10-miler can also be a new running break for you. See if you can break the 90 minutes. If you're a seasoned pro, try to break the hour. 2 10-mile classics. So what's it going to be? What are you going to be doing? And rather than perhaps going longer, use the time to get quicker. I just spoke about the 5K. Start where you're looking at something that you do regularly. Go to a park run. There's a park run near you. It's the perfect platform to practice and perfect your 5K running. Maybe you're going to find other runners who are there regularly, who always hit that time, and see what they are doing. Run and stalk them whilst they're running. Stalk them whilst they're running to learn about them. Don't figure out where they live. Don't do that. Don't. Okay? Just try and copy what they are doing and practice, and then see yourself if you can maybe join that group. That's usually the easiest to get a routine, get a good distance, and get comfortable with the distance and increase it. Increase your speed to get a better time. Or maybe, big drum roll here, take on a ultra. And sometimes the word ultra can be like, oh no, gee. And you think about that video of that runner crawling across the finish line and you're like, oh, I don't want to be that person. You know that runner, that lady? It's actually called The Crawl. You can Google it on YouTube. Sian Welch, and Wendy Ingraham. It was 1997 where she crawled across the finish line, her body depleted, all her glycogen storage empty. She was running on empty, but it's got nothing to do with running, so to speak. That was a video from the Ironman, which is a triathlon. Means those participants, they already swam nearly 2 kilometers. They cycled 180 kilometers, and then they ran a marathon all in the span of one day of a couple of hours. This is different. That's got nothing to do with running an ultra. Remove that image, because there are far less intimidating events that you can select. You know, have a look at my YouTube channel where I did some race reviews. You know, and sometimes anything over 26.2 miles is technically an ultra marathon. There are 5K, 50 kilometer events, 50 mile events, and the cutoff points are often very, they are easier to reach. And of course, the atmosphere is a different one. There's less aggression and less competitiveness than you're going to find over the shorter distances. And if you've finished a marathon, you feel ready to go the next step beyond, the world of ultra running beckons. It is there. Hey, try something different. If training for a marathon has left you a little bit exhausted and now could be a great time to sign up for a multidisciplinary challenge. A 2-day, there are some events that I really enjoy. And I must admit, it costs a lot of power, especially last time I did it. So the first day you do 56 kilometers and it was raining the whole day and it was very, very hilly, very slippery. I didn't have the right shoes. And I have the correct shoes. They were at home. The shoes I took weren't perfect for this. No excuse. I struggled up the hills like everybody. And then you have the whole evening then to shower, to warm up. Don't need to shower the whole evening. You have a shower and then you warm up and you can fill up your storage, your glycogen storage again. And then the next day, it's a 36 or 28K run. I don't remember, but it's also very hilly. And I realized that it takes so much willpower. I was surprised how much it took me to go to that start line again the next morning, especially it had continued raining the whole night. But, you know, overcoming that. So you've run 56 kilometers, and the next morning you can hardly get out of bed because it was more hilly than you expected. And now you've got to go to that start line again. You've got to face up again to your challenge. Wow, what a moment. And of course, you finish it. One of my favorite medals, you know. And I thought it would become easier because I'd done this particular race a couple of times already. But I'm really surprised at that willpower it took me to go for the second day as well. And then looking at the other runners, you realize they're just as exhausted as you are. And you go and you do it. One of my other favorites is actually swim and run. I told you, I'm also big into swimming, actually a swim coach as well. And there are two events I enjoy taking part in. One of them is in Spain, in La Manga, which is really fantastic open ocean swimming. Water is usually very, very warm. Bit turbulent last year, a lot of waves, bit dodgy. You had to be a pretty good swimmer too, so that the rescue team didn't pull you out of the water. And the running was spectacular up the cliffs. And all there's Attila, the Attila series is all across Europe. And there's one in the States as well. Google it if you like. Really wonderful moments swimming and running where there's a great atmosphere. And sometimes you're running all by your own. Sometimes you're swimming and you see the next swimmers further far ahead. Great moments. Usually, of course, and one of them is held in Malta. You can see the depth of the ocean underneath you, the fish swimming. Wow. So if that doesn't sound like your favorite, perhaps because of the lack of swimming skills, hey, don't fret. Check me out on Fiverr. If you need any swimming lessons or swimming advice, do drop me a line. As a swim coach, I can assist you in that. Or if you really don't like swimming at all or you're scared of jaws, then you look at a duathlon. That's cycling and running. That offers excellent aerobic benefits. And there are more duathlon events, and they have a lesser hurdle to take part in. If you've got a bicycle and you know how to cycle, it's much more easier. Next, I would recommend you two last things, and I'm going to wrap it up. Run somewhere new, because the monotony you feel running the same routes day in and day out leaves very little to the imagination. So running quickly becomes something you could do with your eyes closed, which takes away all excitement. But try a new route. Hey, use that overpriced running watch that you have and find some new routes and just take some risk, explore. Tell your loved ones whilst you're driving back, hey, hang on, this is still 10 miles to where we live. Drop me here. I'm going to run back and run that route back somewhere we've never run before. So what are we talking about here? Big drum roll. Set a goal. Oh, gee, hiker, when are you going to teach us something new? Because setting a goal is the most important thing you can do. Heading out the door with no purpose, it's going to leave your running motivation in tatters. Trust me. And if you've already lost your running motivation because you don't know what the point is anymore, you need a new goal. So setting a running goal doesn't mean signing up for a marathon or getting the first place in your age group or being the fastest in park run. It simply could mean running a faster 800 meters than you did last week, or running 3 kilometers further than you usually do. So set a goal, then break it down into manageable little bits, and you'll be able to accomplish your daily targets on a regular basis. Or just join a group, swallow your ego, or ask a friend, hey, can I run with you? I look forward hearing about your transformation, your story. Feel free to drop me an email at makeeverystep@gmail.com. And I have a request. Oh, and when you are on Amazon, because someone has to pay for that rocket, and you're on Amazon, you're going to go to Amazon anyway to buy that pair of scissors or a thing that 5 minutes earlier didn't even know existed, and now you must have. Oh, I saw one of those things. It looks like a soft drink can, but it isn't, and it does something inside your car, and then it's going to, like, if your car's like frozen, it's going to warm up your car, and it doesn't need electricity. Oh, I need to get that thing. So whilst you're on Amazon, do enter my name, Heiko Stribbel, and Brain Training for Runners. Don't just enter Brain Training, because then you're going to get a very great book, but it's not by me. And it's over 600 pages, and you're most likely not going to read that. The Brain Training by Heiko Stribbel, that is the one you want. It's a number one. Get a copy. It's easy to read and understand. Uber toolkit to help you grow as a runner. Ignore the negative rating that's on there. Somebody didn't like the book. Hey, what can I do? He complained about the Chinese buffet where he went to. He didn't look at all the good chunks that are inside there. Means they're real life applications. They're going to help you become a better runner. It's not complicated, and there's no reference to deep-rooted psychological studies because you're not going to remember the complicated stuff anyway whilst running. No, but the basic points you're going to remember out there on the trail, and you will. The book is written in very clear and fluid English. There are no deviations or references to psychologist names and all of that. Hey, let me finish off with a wonderful verse here, Galatians 6 verse 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Don't give up. My name is Heiko. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.